Hello, this is Madison checking in from the Global Tsalmud Flotilla Support Team. I am calling in to give you an update. All 10 of our South African delegates have arrived in Tunis. The last one who is able to join is Mandla Mandela. He is the leader of our South African delegation. Our South African delegation is made up of people from across the country, from Newcastle, from Joburg, from Cape Town, and all over, from as young as 22 years old, a young member of the PSA Youth League, up through 54 years old. We've got some grandfathers, we've got mothers of young children. It's a beautiful cross-section of South Africa, as well as the Palestine Solidarity Movement. They are waiting to join the boats that are coming from Barcelona now. A few had to turn back due to high winds, but now the rest are on their way. They should be arriving in Tunis from today and tomorrow, and then they will carry on to Gaza. This is the largest civilian maritime effort to confront Israel's illegal blockade of the Gaza Strip. There has been a blockade of Gaza since 2007, and a number of flotillas have attempted the sea route to intervene on that blockade since. This is the largest one in history, some 40 boats representing some more than 40 countries. Several hundred activists are on their way. They are doing this because the governments have failed to intervene meaningfully, have failed to act. The international community has shown that it is very happy to release reports and statements in support of Gaza and the end of the occupation, but it is not willing to confront Israel directly. And that is what these people are doing in a non-violent, direct, and urgent humanitarian mission. The boats that they're on range in different sizes. The idea is to be quick and nimble and multifaceted. And they carry humanitarian aid like food and water, baby formula, medical supplies. But the idea is to get to Gaza, to open that humanitarian corridor so that the aid that Gaza needs can flow in. Gaza has been under a complete siege for months. There is a man-made famine happening. It is not a famine of misfortune. It has been orchestrated by Israel in order to ethnically cleanse the Gaza Strip. So these boats are bringing what they can. But once they can open a humanitarian corridor, then hopefully the aid can flow in on a larger scale from the international community. There are some 22,000 trucks worth of aid languishing across Gaza's borders that have not been able to be allowed in. An average of 38 trucks get in per day. And we need at least 600 trucks getting in per day to save lives in Gaza. So this flotilla carries some meaningful aid, but we need more from the international community. So that is the update. We've got, like I said, 10 delegates. They're all in Tunis. Their training is done, and they are ready to go, anxious to go, anxious to complete their mission to open this humanitarian corridor. Thanks so much. Bye.